plate a potential nugget.
And talking about phones, BJ, maybe to pick another use case, given the digital distraction that we face, given the phones we have, any commentary around how we can begin to entangle, untangle?
How long do we have, Deepak? You know, at Stanford, you know, Stanford's a wonderful institution, and at least for me, a very flexible one. So I get to teach as much as I want or as little as I want and so on. So I've chosen to teach once a year, and I can teach anything pretty much. So every year I come up with a new course, and it always has to do with behavior change. So I always look at what's the most important thing we could be doing. Well, this year it's behavior design for coronavirus challenges. That's what we're doing right now in my class at Stanford. That's the most important thing we could be doing. It was going to be behavior design for climate action, because it was like, oh my gosh, this climate, let's, but with the coronavirus thing, then it was like, no, this is more urgent. So that'll be later, the climate action. But last year, the focus was on screen time. So let's use what we know about behavior design to help people reduce screen time or have a healthier relationship with technology. And so we did a lot of work there. And there's it's a problem that has lots of facets to it. It's like who's doing what and so on. And we have a tool that anyone can use at screentime.stanford.edu that can connect you to our database of over 150 different ways to reduce screen time. You answer a few questions to this genie character, and then the genie, you know, has some AI and then says, here are the three solutions you should try. But let me give some really simple, yes, you can go to Screen Time Genie and do that, but some simple examples. For example, before I started talking to you, so I have this habit, it's very simple. I just turn my watch over, I scroll up, I push on the little moon sign, and I go on, I don't even know what it's called. I know how to do it. It's called Do Not Disturb. So I do that for 1 hour. Simple, simple, simple. And it means I'm not checking my phone and I'm not being interrupted while I'm talking to you. So you can just create these habits of going on Do Not Disturb. Maybe it's a habit of turning off the internet router at night. So after I lock the door, I will turn off the internet router. Maybe it's not a habit, but a policy of, hey, everybody at our family dinner table, no mobile phones allowed. I know in my own life at parties that I host, I don't let people use their phones. It's like, you've come to my party, your phone, you're not using it. And same thing with dinners that I'm hosting. It's like, no, you're not going to be on your phone at my dinner because I'm paying for it and I'm hosting you. And that means you're going to be present. So sometimes it's habits that you can form. Other times, and I think we're going to go here as a culture and even more globally, is to understand there's etiquette around these things. And if you're at somebody's dinner, at somebody's party, you do not pull out your phone and disconnect. Last year, I was in charge of my family reunion. And as a Mormon family, it's a big family. And we get together once a year on an island in Idaho. So we have a cabin on this island. And I was in charge. The leadership rotates among the siblings. So every 6 years, I'm in charge. And I thought, well, what theme? We always have a theme. It could be Olympics. It could be cowboys. It could be pioneers. I thought, well, the theme is going to be airplane mode. This reunion's all about not using our screens, but instead actually being present with each other. Because what typically happens, and it drove me crazy, is we would come from all over the place, this little island, and then people would be texting their friends in Las Vegas or wherever they're from. So I thought I'd have a big rebellion on my hands with my family, but they loved it. They loved it. So we had very specific rules set up about how you could use your devices and how you can't use them. And it really led to a wonderful reunion where we were there and we just really talked more. We played more games. People were 100% present. And so I do think that's coming, that we will get out of our awkward, adolescent, inappropriate use of technologies, both when we're alone and with others. And we will have a more mature approach, an etiquette around it, and we'll understand that you simply don't sit at a restaurant, at a business dinner or a party and pull out your phone and check messages. That would be like farting at the table, or that would be like pulling out cigarettes and starting smoking in somebody's home. You just don't do it. So I think we will get there.
I did try screentime.stanford.edu, and it was pretty straightforward and simple. It asked me for which tech platforms I use and what my objectives were. It gave me simple tactical suggestions that I could use. The one thing I've learned is that in the way we deal with devices, we are battling with forces that are much bigger than us and our willpower. With some of the companies like Facebook, Google, and Amazon spending millions employing people from places like Las Vegas casinos to understand how to create addictive experiences, us fighting them is a bit like fighting with a sword against an army tank. So the best bet we have is to ensure that we solve for the environment and not leave it to our willpower. Like BJ says, turning on D&D is a better strategy than getting the call and choosing not to pick it up. Thank you for listening. If you find this of value, do take a moment to visit the podcast archives at playtopotential.com. You might specifically like the section Curated Playlists, where about 500 plus podcast nuggets have been painstakingly curated by theme for easy access.